In this segment, we're going to discuss a sales call feature in Floristware. This is another powerful tool that can help increase your sales, in this case by keeping you in touch with your customers. It prompts your staff to call your customers to ask for business at regular intervals. When used properly, the sales call tool can really help increase your sales. Most people buy flowers because they have to, for birthdays, anniversaries, floral holidays. Often they don't buy more just because they don't think about it. The aim of the sales call tool is to change that. Here's how the sales call tool works. As you know, the start screen for basic users contains three big buttons. One of these buttons says make reminder / sales call. Your staff should be taught to be pushing this button whenever they are not busy doing something else. When they do push this button, Floristware looks for reminder calls that need to be made first. Once all the reminder calls have been made, Floristware will then find all of the customers that you have not contacted in the period that you have specified in your settings. It then sorts this list, longest time between contact first, and presents information for a customer to your staff. Your staff can then call or send an email to this customer with the aim of getting them to buy some flowers. Getting the most out of the sales calls feature involves two different things. The first is to encourage your staff to be clicking that make sales / reminders calls button whenever they are not doing anything else. That's the first step. The second step involves salesmanship. The sales call feature is a great tool that can help you generate sales. However, the person making the calls or sending the emails will ultimately be responsible for the final result, whether you get an order or not. So they need to know a little bit about basic salesmanship. Now, sales calls are inherently riskier than reminder calls. The customer asks for the reminder call, so the call starts with you doing them a favor. Nobody really wants a straight sales call, unless you have something to offer. If you can offer the customer some kind of value, it stands to reason they won't mind the call as much. Not as much as if you just called them up and pushed them to buy something. We suggest a two-pronged approach. The first is to genuinely offer the customer a good deal. You could say you can give them 10, 15, 20% off. The idea is to let them know that you value them as a customer and you truly are offering them a special deal. If you're doing that, like we said, the call is not as objectionable. You also want to stress how much people love getting flowers when it's not their birthday, their anniversary, or Valentine's. A great line is to say something along the lines of, "Did your wife like her birthday flowers? That's great. Glad to hear it. Well, let me tell you, if she loved getting flowers on her birthday, wait until you give her flowers for no reason at all." So let's put it all together and try a couple of sample calls. Remember, don't ever start a call by talking about buying or money or anything that would slow you down if you were the customer on the other end of the phone. We want to stress what you can do for the customer, not what the customer can do for you. Here are some examples. Don't use this approach. "Hello, this is Megan from Megan's Flowers. Would you like to buy some flowers?" That is a disaster. Instead, try it like this. "Hello, it's Megan from Megan's Flowers. We haven't seen you in quite a while, and I wanted to let you know that we're having a special. I could give you 20% off anything in the store. Everybody gets flowers on their birthday anniversary. You should see what happens if you send somebody flowers for no reason at all. And best of all, we could get it done in just a couple of minutes. We already have your information on file." It's the same thing if you're sending an email. You want to stress what you can do for the customer, that you're offering them something special. If you just pound them with sales calls, they're going to start to resent it. And that brings up a really important point, the interval between calls. What happens is Floristware keeps track of your last contact with each customer. Now, the last contact could take several forms. It would be the most recent of any time that they bought flowers, or that you called them for any reason, be it a sales or reminder call. After that last contact, the clock starts ticking. Floristware will not prompt you to call a customer until a certain minimal interval has gone by. And you need to think about how long you want that interval to be. It's basically the time between calls that the customer will receive from you. For the most part, we would suggest an interval of no less than 90 days. That means you'd be phoning each customer 4 times a year, which is actually quite a bit. In reality, it's a little bit flexible. In the month before Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, you're probably going to shorten the interval up because you want to contact everybody during that period to try and get those pre-orders. But during the slow periods, you probably want to have it 90 days, 120 days, not much less. You could make it 60 days or fewer, but you really do risk upsetting the customer. When you're making these calls, there are a few more things that we want you to keep in mind. One, be aware that most times they won't work. They won't end up in orders. Don't worry about it. It's not the end of the world. What you want to do is concentrate on building the relationship and reminding the customer that you are there to help whenever you can. Anytime you talk to a customer, you should be looking at the very least, as a chance to strengthen the relationship by reinforcing what you have to offer. The other thing to remember is that sometimes customers will get upset. They're going to ask you not to call anymore. Once again, this is not the end of the world. You're going to hit the button that says do not call, and Floristware will stop prompting you to call that customer. Once again, you just need to be apologetic. Tell the customer you're very sorry to have bothered them. Reassure that you really value their business and that you hope they will come back, that you had just wanted to let them know about a special, and that you're really sorry for bothering them. You can save it. Now, after talking about the negative side of the sales calls feature for a few minutes, you may be thinking that it's not worth using this feature. You really should try it. You don't have to close everyone. If you can get an extra 1, 2, 3 orders a day, that can really go a long way towards helping your bottom line. So we hope you'll give this feature a try.